outside the camps, they get to a place and they sit down. The answers are all settled there, the questions are all closed. And a man who has sat down does not get up to follow anything. Nothing new comes to a man who has decided he is home. But God gives the truth to the campless. He hands the bread to the man still on the road. Not because the campless man is better, he is not, but because the homeless are the ones who never stop their walking. And you cannot give a road to a man who has sat down. God gives the truth to the campless. Now I never meant to be the one still walking when the gift came down. I would have loved a chair, I would have loved a settled room. But I had no camp to tell me that the road had reached its end. So I just kept on following the logic, because there was no fence to make me stop. And then one ordinary day, just riding, following it down, a sentence that I did not build came and landed in my hands. One line and everything I carried fell in place around it. And I knew that I had not made that. A decent thinker did not make that. But God gives the truth to the campless. He hands the bread to the man still on the road. Not because the campless man is better, he is not, but because the homeless are the ones who never stop their walking. And you cannot give a road to a man who has sat down. God gives the truth to the campless. So do not hear me say that God looked down and found me worth the giving. I have read the thing he gave me, and I know I am not that good. He did not give it to the worthy, he gave it to the walking. And the walking was not virtue, the walking was just having nowhere left to sit. So the sentence is not mine, I want to say that plain and clear. It was handed to a homeless man because his hands were free. God gives the truth to the campless. He hands the bread to the man still on the road. And a homeless man will carry it, and he will not set it down till he is home.